Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for educational purpose. We do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express, and others. So we start by looking at updates from a chemical segment and agrochemical segment before we move to other segments and also bring you the updates from stock markets. So over to Abhishek now.
Good morning, friends. We start with our news from chemical segment. So BASF is increasing price for its additive for paints and coating industries globally. Products such as Atagel, Dispex, Foamaster, Foamstar, and others. The company has mentioned that price increase of up to 35% would be needed to compensate for surging raw material, transportation and energy cost, as well as other cost rising, including labor, packaging and maintenance to cater to their customers. So a significant rise coming in from BASF. On the energy side, Larsen & Toubro and Renew Power had announced a partnership agreement to tap emerging green hydrogen business in India. Under this agreement, L&T and Renew will jointly develop, own, execute and operate green hydrogen projects in India. It is anticipated that green hydrogen demand in India for applications such as refineries, fertilizer and city gas grid will grow up to 2 MMTPA, which is 2 million metric ton per annum by 2030. This is in line with National Green Hydrogen Mission. This would call for investment upward of about $60 billion. L&T, with its deep experience and expertise in engineering and construction of projects, along with Renew's experience in development of renewable energy projects, would be a synergistic partnership in committing to tap this emerging opportunities. So we'll keep a watch on this. On the ethanol side, for ongoing ethanol supply season 2021, public sector oil marketing companies have sold about 3,672 crore liters of E10, which is 10% ethanol blended petrol, during the period from 1st December 2020 to 14th November 2021. The Department of Food and Public Distribution has informed that the present alcohol or ethanol distillation capacity in the country is about 722 crore liter per annum, which has to be increased to estimated about 1,500 crore liter per annum. This is to meet the requirement of 20% ethanol blending under the EBP program and requirement of other sectors. The foreign exchange impact is a factor of average free on board rate of petrol and USD INR exchange rate. For the ongoing ethanol supply season 2021, the notional foreign exchange impact is estimated to be about 9,580 odd crores. Agrichemical firm Best AgroLife has announced an acquisition of plant in Jammu and Kashmir. This would be for about 10.2 crore, and its revenue is expected to rise by about 150 crores with this acquisition. In a regulatory filing, Best AgroLife informed that the board of directors approved purchase of immovable property, including land and building, plant and machinery, and stock owned by Agrico Chemicals for a consideration of about 10.22 crores. This unit will lead to an addition of formulation capacity by 8,000 kiloliters kiloliter ton per annum. So this is an acquisition that we need to watch out for, as it would add about 150 crore to the top line. So this is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector-specific news and markets in general. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhishek. So we start by looking at updates from the U.S. market. Dow Jones ended 646 points up, so it is a bit bounced back 600 plus odd points after sort of continuous slide, so it's almost a correction of about 10% before the market seems to have bounced back in the US in the US region. The bounce back or the reversal, the upward reversal comes from 200 days average, where it is finding strong support. S&P ended 53 points up, NASDAQ ended 139 points up. So probably all the negative news of the mixed unemployment slash job data and the rising Omicron virus has been absorbed so far, it seems, for this week at least. US 30 futures was trading 39 points up, and US 500 futures was trading 3.5 ups. Asian economies, other Asian economies and Asian indices were also trading in green today as we speak, and we hope that it could be a green territory also for the Indian indices. As far as FIs and DIs are concerned, so FIs have sold shares worth 3,361 odd crores, and domestic institutional investors have bought shares worth 1,701 crores. So overall, a sales month from the FIIs, as they've been continuously selling in this range. Nifty index key resistance level to watch out is 17,000 levels, as the Nifty has just slid below the 17,000 levels. For some of the market participants, it came as an unexpected move, or rather a surprise move. They were thinking that the market should not slide down further. However, a strong support at 16,500 is something which could act as a respite for the markets and also bring some respite to the markets participants. Maximum call open interest we are seeing at 18,000 and 17,500 levels, and call writing we are seeing at 17,200 and 17,300 levels, which will keep the market suppressed at these levels. Maximum put open interest we are seeing at 17,000 and 16,000 levels, and put writing we are seeing at 16,800 and 16,700 levels. These are the levels that market needs to breach before it finds support at 16,500 levels. Maximum pain we are seeing at 17,300 levels. On the non-speculative side, we are seeing high delivery percentage on MFSL, HUL, HDFC, ICICI, GI, and HDFC Life, and long build-up on Gujarat Gas, MCX, GMAR Infra, Coforge, and Voltas. On the bull deal front, Ariska Investment has acquired 38 lakh equity shares in Carta Constructions. Promoter Raj Virdhan V has sold 1.65 lakh equity shares in LG Balakrishnan and Brothers. And Axis Bank has sold about 9,18,000 shares in MT Educare. Moving on to segmental news, so automotive segment first, and Tata Motors has said that it will hike the prices of its commercial vehicle by up to 2.5%, and this will be effective from next year, the first day of the next year, which is 1st of January. And this will help in offsetting some of the increase in the quantity and raw material cost. So this is a second announcement from Tata Motors after it said that it was also looking to raise prices of its passenger car cars, and this was after Maruti decided to increase the prices from next year. On the banking and financial side, Kotak Mahindra Bank has the most aggressive bidder to acquire Citi India's retail assets. And so with Axis Bank, which was also in the fray, the two banks are conducting further due diligence since all details of the books are not available. So it seems Axis Bank and Kotak Mahindra both have been in the race to acquire Citi's India retail assets. Who will acquire what is the details are still awaited. And Karnataka Bank has partnered with Toyota Kirloskar Motor Private Limited to extend the retail vehicle finance support to customers of Toyota Motors. On the IT sector, HCL Technologies plans to create 12,000 new jobs in the US market in the next 5 years. So this is a major announcement coming from HCL, which is planning to hire 12,000 people in the US. This could be one of the biggest hiring spree in the US market from an Indian IT firm. The company expects to recruit more than 2,000 graduates over the next 36 months as part of the U.S. Early Career and Training Program. So, probably, this is one of the ways that Indian companies have been trying to mitigate the risk associated with H-1B visa. Energy mineral commodity side, so Reliance has raised $736 million in green loan to fund REC solar acquisition, and India Oil and Rosneft have signed a deal to supply a refiner, have signed a deal to supply with up to 2 million tons of crude next year. The deal was signed on Monday, which is yesterday, amongst a number of other agreements made during the visit of the Russian President Vladimir Putin to India, and Rosneft will supply up to 2 million tons of Russian oil loading from the Black Sea port of Novorossiysk. NALCO, so the divestment department is expected to soon seek the Union Cabinet's clearance for the strategic sale of National Aluminium and Hindustan Copper. Given the rally in the commodities and interest in metal producers, so it seems that this divestment could possibly see some quick moves here. On the construction, real estate and infra side, Reliance Airlines and airports have suffered losses worth 24,680 crores in FY21. This is according to the Mr. VK Singh, who's reporting on behalf of the industry. Reliance, as we reported, has already raised $376 million in green loan to fund REC solar acquisition. Reliance Infrastructure, however, Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has told Delhi High Court that it would deposit within 48 hours 1,000 crores in an escrow account, and this is towards an arbitral award of 4,600 crores in favor of Delhi Airport Metro Express Private Limited, and which was run by Reliance Infrastructure, and DMRC has also suggested taking over the Reliance Infrastructure subsidiary's debt to the extent of award money. ICRA has upgraded Surya Lakshmi Cotton Mills' long-term rating to BBB- from BB+, and also upgraded the short-term rating to A3 from A4+. The rating has been removed from rating watch with negative implication, and the stable outlook was assigned on the long-term rating and short-term credit rating. So some good news from Surya Lakshmi Cotton. On the aviation and shipping, aviation, shipping and logistics side, Interglobe Aviation has called an extra general meeting EGM on December 30th to scrap a clause in the company's article of association, which gives them the right of first over acquisition of each other's shares. Commercial engineers and bodybuilders have achieved a major milestone, and they have received an order for supply of ISO containers from Adani Logistics Services Private Limited and Kripco Infrastructure Private Limited. And the major milestone is receipt of competent manufacturer certification from Indian Register of Shipping, Mumbai. And finally, on the consumer side, on the cotton side, however, on the consumer side, so Indocount Industries has entered into an agreement with GHCL Limited for acquisition of its home textile business at Vapi, Gujarat, and asset transfer agreement for acquisition of specified assets of the U.S. subsidiary of GHCL. The cost of acquisition of this particular acquisition is about 570 odd crores. And so this is all from our side. We wish you a happy trading day, trade rich, trade safe. However, stay cautious in markets all the time, as FIs continue to offload their positions, and market seems to be on a weak note. So one needs to be very, very careful. With this, we take your leave. Thank you and have a good one.